So let's get into the Wander notes. And this should be the conclusion. We have 2.5 pages. This will be the last reading together of this formally. After this, we'll go into the Healing and Balance PDF next week. So, Section D, Higher Density Evolution, page 10. Point 1, which is positive, negative, 4D, 5D, work in consciousness. This is, you know, really interesting, and again, you can compare it to other channels and your own sense of where you're from or where you're going, and in relation to our human experience in 3D. So introduction, Ross says. There's very little work in consciousness in 4D and 5D compared to the work done in 3D. The work that is accomplished in fourth density positive is that work whereby the positive social memory complex, having through slow stages harmoniously integrated itself, goes forth to aid those of less positive orientation which seek their aid. Their service is their work, and through this dynamic between the societal self and others, which are the object of love, greater and greater intensities of understanding or compassion are attained. This intensity continues until the appropriate intensity of the light may be welcomed. This is fourth density harvest. In fourth density positive, there are minor amounts of catalyst of spiritual and mental complex distortion. This occurs during the process of harmonizing to the extent of forming the social memory complex. This causes some small catalyst and work to occur, but the great work of fourth density is the contact betwixt the societal self and less polarized others. And so let me explain these two, and then we'll go further. It's interesting that in fourth and fifth density in general, the work is not as intense and is considered less than what we are doing here, or what 3D souls do in third density, or what's done in this dimension. Fourth density positive first forms a social memory complex, harmonious integration, and that takes a bit of time. It doesn't happen right away. It's basically a kind of collective mind meld, where the information and the past experiences of one is available to all. They retain a sense of distinction, but they also know themselves as part of a unified group mind. It's not exactly a hive, and it's not exactly a pod. It's not an animal analogy. It's not, however, full soul fusion or full soul joining in absolute oneness, because it's fourth density, not sixth. Fourth is still aware of duality, which means the consciousness of fourth chakra, heart chakra, is quite dualistic. You know, I love you. I want to be loving. Love is good. All these are dualistic notions. Unity is basically non-dual love. So sixth dimension, true sixth dimension and higher self is non-dual love, in the sense that realization of the oneness of all, which is the law of one, realization of the oneness of all naturally has compassion, or naturally feels loving kindness or lovingness beyond the sense of wanting to be loving, beyond the sense of intention, but in the condition of being. The condition of awareness of oneness, which is awareness of reality. It's not made up oneness. It's not an experience of oneness, and it's an experience of reality. And reality is one. We are one. In Lakesh, I am another you. Other self. Self and other self. That experience, that opening of consciousness to reality in sixth density or sixth chakra naturally is in peace with all. And that is felt, that's a higher order of love. In fourth density and fourth chakra, there's still a sense of me and you. Fourth density is not a heck of a lot different than third. Although there's no veil, there still may be technology. There usually is, certainly in the beginning. And there still is a sense of, you know, body and place and work of growth, of change and transformation. In fifth and sixth, the sense of change and transformation becomes exceedingly subtle. And this is like higher meditation. It's hard to know where you are, what you are in higher meditation. The sense of a body falls away, the sense of a mind, separate mind, or mind elements even can fall away. And yet there's continued development. And Ra will explain this a little bit in subsequent paragraphs here. But the work of fourth density, positive, after forming social memory complex, is mainly going forth to aid those of less positive orientation. Mainly, what Ra says, the great work of fourth density is this contact between the societal self, the unified social memory complex, as unified as fourth density permits, and they're working, their contact with less polarized others, which means third density, which means 3D worlds in which there is polarity, although 60% of 3D planets are positive. Ra said 60% positive, 30% mixed, 10% negative. So the 90% of planets that are positive and or mixed with positive are generally contacted by fourth density positives, not fifth and sixth, although they do some part. Wanderers are generally sent from fifth and sixth. Now the wanderers here are, you know, indigo children, double-bodied fourth density, first-timers, newcomers, are not technically wanderers in a sense because they're not going home. This is home. This is the new home. And, you know, they're waiting for the derelicts to get thrown out or for the negative forces to be unable to stand the light and go off into another 3D world to wait it out and come back later, unfortunately, when 3D resumes. And so fourth density positive finds that their service is their work. And that's the dynamic between their group and other third density groups. And perhaps even other fourth density groups that are less polarized or an earlier stage of fourth density positive. That's possible too. But what's interesting is, you know, Ra uses the term small catalyst in the second paragraph there, that harmonizing and forming social memory complex is not a lot of catalyst because everybody is loving and kind and they see each other's truth and there are no secrets and everybody knows exactly where the others are. And they meld quite naturally, but it takes a bit of time, you know, slow stages. And then they do whatever kind of service they can, beaming love or incarnating as wanderers or sending information. I'm not sure what other types of methods, types of working they do with 3D. You know, the Pleiadians through Billy Meyer are clearly fourth density positive in my estimation. And that's, you know, a real contact. Part of their work is supporting the rest of the Confederation in balancing the Earth's energy grid, which also, you know, again, is another element of maintaining the parameters of free will, keeping the planet from wobbling or getting damaged, so that more souls can continue to evolve for longer. There's also direct contact, and then there's basically neutralizing by love transfer, love projection, energy projection, neutralizing Orion, 4D negative, that also seeks to be involved in the 3D scene. So this is called the war in heaven, or what Ra calls, you know, the Armageddon, the real work of the the portion of Armageddon that's invisible is war in heaven, but it's not quite war. It's basically around the fourth density fields of the Earth, where Orion sends their thoughts and their energies, and fourth density positive groups counter it with beaming of love and neutralization. And that's a difficult job, actually. That's part of what fourth density positive groups do. In 4D negative, much work is accomplished during the fighting for position, which precedes the period of social memory complex. They have a harder time. There are opportunities to polarize negatively by control of others. That's the name of the game. During the social memory complex period of fourth density negative, the situation is the same. Work takes place through the societal reaching out to less polarized others in order to aid in negative polarization. So they're helping too. That's a form of service. Their service is teaching those who seek service to self how to form the elite and enslave the rest. That's all. That's what it is. You know, so from a detached philosophic level, it's straightforward. And again, Ra's dividing their work, the fourth density work, in terms of pre and post formation of social memory complex. So there's a lot of work during the fighting for position. But the pecking order is established pretty clearly, pretty quickly, because there's no veil. So everybody sees, and they do, light battles. You know, it's all war, war, war. And how interesting it is that, the basis of video game industry is war, right? Warrior, this, that, and the other thing. And unfortunately, it's also crept into the New Age literature, so spiritual warrior. But, in this world, it's hard to be a delicate snowflake. it's hard to be a little child in innocence while there are, snakes around. So Jesus said, "Be ye as innocent as doves and as clever as snakes." And that's interesting. It's really saying that in terms of fourth chakra, innocence and purity, be ye as a child, purity, innocence, loveliness, right? Fourth chakra is lovely, it appreciates nature deeply, appreciates others' happiness deeply, it wishes all well always, it comforts, it accepts, it welcomes, it's kindly, gentle. Fifth chakra, however, is a little bit different, and as clever as snakes is part of the training here. It's a big piece of work, because we can thank the negativity for that. We can thank the Illuminati and 4D negative for helping us develop wisdom and become clever, because Jesus was no dupe, nor was Buddha, nor our masters, nor is the Confederation, nor are fourth density beings in their own dimension, although they're gaining wisdom. So, again, fourth density relates to fourth chakra, so you can see service is their work after formation of social memory complex, service positive or negative. In fifth density, 5D positive and negative, the concept of work done through a potential difference is not particularly helpful, as fifth density entities are intensifying rather than potentiating. That's an interesting distinction, and takes a little bit of reflection to figure out. What does that mean? Work done intensifying rather than potentiating. The concept of work done through a potential difference. Well, I think it's not that hard. You can see that the potential difference is between fourth density positive and fourth density negative and 3D. 3D groups, 3D souls that are not as positive or negative. And that's the potential difference. The difference is the gap in consciousness and the gap in power or degree of manifestation of infinite power, meaning power is infinite, divine will, the power of the one.